Into the Blender, episode 53.
You're listening to Into the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to media reviews.
Or whatever shiny object catches our eye that day. Your heart's beating for me. I'm just waiting to see. Where's the line that you would draw beyond me? And never let me be. But it really doesn't matter.
Greetings, internets. We are here with you again, with Kaylee. Oh, she decided to get loud right at that moment.
We haven't gotten any complaints about Kaylee in the studio with us, so please complain if it's a distraction.
I like having her in the studio.
Yes, I do too. However,
she is fluffy.
She is fluffy. However, she's also noisy.
And quite a distraction.
So address any complaints to intotheblender@gmail.com. Subject line, Chooch, kick her out of the studio.
So down here's Kaylee, and this is Chooch.
And this is Viv. I'm glad Kaylee got, you know, the top billing. Shows me where I fit. Kaylee, then you,
then
me.
Well, I figured I'd introduce her first because she can't speak for herself.
She makes her presence known.
We wanted to go ahead and record an episode and get it and squeeze it in between the PG goodnesses.
Yes.
Break it up a bit.
We have one more episode with PG Holyfield on our media review, and it's on TV.
Yeah, because that was the longest discussion, oddly enough.
Yeah, and we actually shortened it. We were also going to discuss games.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, it's 4 a.m.
We're done.
Let's go play a video game instead of talking about one. So, yeah.
It's all about television.
And by the time we get around to recording the games review, there will be more games to review. Mm-hmm.
And by the time we get around to releasing the TV episode, they'll all be off the air.
Just in time. Oh, wait. To set your DVR and have it do nothing. Want to thank PG again for all that time that he put in. We really had a good time, and it shows by how long we did the recording. But for tonight, we're just going to record a state of the Blender kind of update on what's going on with us. It is, I don't know, like the 19th. It's Sunday night. I think
something
it's
like that.
19th
of December.
Yeah, and the boys arrived. My sons. Naughty Bear and LT arrived on Friday night for their Christmas visit, and we're having a great time. But before that, going back a bit to where I think we left off of the last stuff, was Thanksgiving. It was just the two of us, and we got up that morning and did the Turkey Trot, which is a 5K race. The one where we are, it's a, you know, done by the local YMCA.
Support of the YMCA, not breast cancer.
Not breast cancer, as Chooch,
as I tweeted.
Because, you know, Chooch is all about the boobs. He just assumes that every time that we go to a race, it's going to be about boobs.
Well, we got there and I'm tweeting, all right, kick cancer in the ass. Here we go. And I just associate 5Ks with Susan G. Komen now.
So I didn't see that until we actually finished the race. We're in the car driving home and I'm like, you realize it wasn't for...
We'll leave it.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody will make a donation.
Yeah. It was a really great race. I had to slack on my training a little bit, but I was really excited because I actually did run the entire 5K, which is the first time I've ever run a full 5K in my life.
That was your best time ever, right?
It was my best time ever. My thing was, I just want to run the whole thing, even if it's slower than my walking and running pace. I didn't care what the time was, but I beat my best time by like 6 minutes, and I ran the entire thing, and it was not an easy course. I think it was tougher than the one that we did before.
There were a lot of hills. Yeah.
And you did really well considering you hadn't been able to train for months.
Yeah. I had gotten sidelined with an illness. It's very difficult to breathe.
Yeah.
And that cold air, it made it so much harder to breathe. So I hadn't been running for 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, and your ankle had sidelined you before that.
Yeah, which it's still bugging me. I still haven't run in quite a while, and it's just sitting here hurts.
Yeah.
I think I need to wear that brace all the time, not just when I'm running.
I think that's a good idea.
But I ran, ended up running half of it.
Well, you ran the first mile with me. I was really proud of you.
I ran a mile, and through the course of the 5K, I did two walking breaks, and ran the rest of the time. And I also had, you know, the best time I've ever had, because the other ones I've just walked. So that was cool.
Yeah.
And I found it interesting that it's a Thanksgiving run. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people who did their theme costumes.
Yeah.
There were a whole lot of Indians.
Yeah.
Not one pilgrim.
No. You know, I mean, do you want to be the pilgrim? You know, with what we know about history, do you want to be the one that takes the food and then slaughters the people that give you the food?
No. And somebody on Twitter was saying, you know, well, the pilgrims got the belt buckle shoes and all that. That can be hard to run
the,
in.
The
you
hat,
know, the Indians just got the loincloths. They're good to go.
Yeah. And we saw a green man from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which was hilarious.
And one fez.
And we both were like looking at him longingly. We were running. This guy was running really fast. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that that little green suit was not warm at all because he was moving. And we were both like, there's just no way to get a picture of him because we're running. We're not running fast enough to catch him anything other than a green flash. But that was cool. But yeah, there's people that dress up in like, and they put on funny costume pieces for this one that they did at the other one we did.
Yeah, I think
too.
I saw three Santa Clauses and one bride.
Yes, one there was a bride. Mm-hmm. It was fun though. We did really well, and we got home and we started prepping foods and Kaylee Bug to go with us to our friend Thomas and Andrea's house for Thanksgiving again this year. We had a fantastic time as always, and also friends Lisa and Riel were there. And so their kids were playing with Thomas and Andrea's kids, and our Kaylee was playing with their Fergus and Fiona. All of our kids were playing together. We just talked and we laughed and we literally stuffed our faces till we couldn't stuff them no more. It was a lot of fun and really casual, and, you know, the kids coming and going, and it was just really, it was Thanksgiving, you know, it was bustling and fun and all that stuff.
And our friends John and Mia were a little late. They came for dessert. They had some family obligations to go for the holiday. But they came out for the dessert portion. And they're always just a blast to talk to.
Yeah.
And we all, of course, us men had to share our brews. We all, you know, did our little shopping excursions.
Yeah.
And found our little nuggets to bring to the group.
Beer. Nuggets of beer.
Yes, beer nuggets
beer
to
chunks.
Share with the group. Oh. And Rael and Lisa brought this epic eggnog.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't remember what the name of it is.
They get it from a dairy.
Somewhere in Pennsylvania
There's some
or something.
Dairy farm that they get this from. It was in a glass bottle without a label. It was literally from a dairy.
Oh, it was phenomenal. So it's this just, you know, full fatty bobatty.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. I mean, serious eggnog. Amazing. I have never had that kind of, I mean, it was just like butter pouring down your throat.
It was like it was like if you think of like an eggnog ice cream and you let it melt mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like drinking a milkshake. I took one sip and I just felt my arteries harden in the most delicious way. It was, you could have poured that into an ice cream maker and just come out with heaven.
Yeah. It was phenomenal.
It was the thickest. It just coated your tongue. It was so good. It was so good.
And then Andrea made these amazing, the apple
enchiladas. Yes. If I have my way, I will make her fix them every time we get together because they are fantastic.
Which Thomas said that they're really excellent the next day for breakfast.
I can imagine.
Yeah. It's kind of like having a special little pie.
Yeah.
Instead of Pop-Tart. Being all heated.
Whatever. And I also made two pancakes, which are what Chooch has nicknamed the Chirpumple layers, the individual layers. It was chocolate cake with the pecan center, the chaka-con.
Chaka-con pancake.
And I made the spice cake with the pumpkin pie inside, the spumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
I said that very carefully.
The spumpkin pancake.
Yes. Which the kids were fascinated by. I don't know that they really liked them, but they were fascinated by them. So
and that one's my favorite layer.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't as good as I remembered, but it was still really good. I was digging on Andrea's pumpkin pie and the apple enchiladas. Of course, we've had enough pancakes, I think, to last a lifetime.
True.
I'm actually making one more pancake this year. It's the one that I've actually been dying to try, the chocolate with the cherry pie inside.
Mm, cool.
I'm going to try something a little different with this one that may result in total doom. But look it, I'm doing it anyways.
Well, and this weekend we did have a dessert failure.
Oh my
dessert
God.
Dessert experiment.
We were going to dinner at the Rossi's, Phil Rossi and his wife. And we were going to dinner there with the boys on Friday night. And I had this brownie recipe that I've been making for, I don't know, 15 years or something like that. And it's, you add York peppermint patties, and then you put another layer of brownie on top. So you put batter, and then the peppermint patties, and then batter on top. And I've tried making it with other batters, you know, like easier batters, and it just doesn't turn out. It just is weird. It's just that specific batter has to be used with them. But I wanted to make them to take over, and since a couple of the band members, well, one band member is vegan, and, and the others are vegetarian. I wanted to try and make them vegan, so I used Earth Balance instead of butter, and I used
an egg substitute,
and I used the Energy egg substitute, which I've had success with in the past, and it made the most disgusting. I mean, because my thought was, well, even if the texture's off, it'll still taste good,
right?
It'll be chocolatey with the mint, and worst case scenario, we can serve it over ice cream or something for those that would eat ice cream.
But it just didn't bake.
It didn't. It's funny because it baked. It rose up. It was twice that high when I took it out of the oven. It sank in on itself and liquefied.
Yeah.
That's what happened because I did the toothpaste test, and it appeared to be fully baked. But then after it cooled, it just like, I don't know, it was gross. And so tried a bite of it, and it was just, I don't know, it did some weird thing. Its chemistry failed me. It just was nasty. That was bad. But Andrea then sent me a recipe for vegan brownies that I'm going to attempt again
with. Oh,
cool. So. But I promised the boys, they were so irritated.
Oh, I thought it tasted pretty good. It was weird.
No, but honey, it shouldn't taste weird. If you're going to
I agree. Eggs, the texture was weird. The liquidity was weird, but the taste I thought was good.
It was vegan, so I didn't add the 5 eggs, but it's 3 sticks of butter, 3 cups of sugar. That right there tells me
that must be where I was at.
If you're investing that much fat and calories, it shouldn't taste weird. It should taste good if you're going to ingest it.
Right.
That's where I'm coming from.
But it didn't. That's what I'm saying. It didn't taste
good. Yeah,
weird.
Not good enough. I'm sorry. My standards are just really high with that dessert. So I'm baking it again for you guys for Christmas. So, wah.
So the boys, including me, were a little sad to see the whole thing get dumped into the trash can.
Well, let me tell you
what. With spoons in our hands.
My view in the kitchen was coming back from the Rossi's and after band practice. Coming back into the kitchen, and you guys decided to try it again to see if it was really that bad.
Well, they were goading me to try it because they had tried it and I didn't. I hadn't
didn't
before
realize
we left.
You hadn't tried it. Okay.
No. Yeah. So they're like, come on, nudge me. Go. You got to try it.
So you and LT grab spoons and you try it, and you guys are like, it's not that bad. And then Naughty Bear comes in and I'm like, that's it.
Oh, he got the spatula.
Yeah. I got the spatula when I saw what you guys were doing.
Well, somehow he had a whole piece in his hand. I assumed he was holding a spatula.
He came at it too. And when I saw what you guys were doing, I was like, that's it. I'm tossing it. So I grabbed a spatula to just scoop the whole thing in. And from behind, I could see you and LT's hands just like going. It was almost like a rowboat thing from behind. It was like winding something up, like winding up a fishing rod or something or a reel. Because you guys you got really fast with trying to scoop it up and eat it. And I was like, oh my God, you guys are going to just have explosive diarrhea. Stop it. Because it just had this really greasy texture. I don't know. It was just really bad. But everybody said that their stomachs were fine. I shouldn't have thrown the brownies away.
Well, yeah.
I don't care.
We were feeling fine today.
Because I stopped you. One more bite and that would have been the...
Put it over the edge.
That would have done it. Well, after Thanksgiving and our fabulous visit and wonderful time, I mean, you know, we had so much fun talking and chatting and stuff that we didn't even play board games.
That's right.
We completely forgot to play board games. But that's okay because we had a fantastic time. And then 2 weekends after that, we went to a tweet up at DFH, Dogfish Head, of course.
We end up a lot.
Ah, it's all anybody ever wants to go to. The food's good. I don't drink beer, so I get kind of
The beer's good.
It's usually a good place to go because we can kind of be loud and it's a loud place. But sometimes we really irritate the other diners. But we were meeting up because Gabrielle Harbaway and her husband Matt were in town. And we had actually met Gabrielle and Matt at Dragon Con in 2009 and had a great time with them and didn't get to spend as much time with them as I'd hoped. So it was really cool to kind of be able to go visit them while they were here.
Yeah, Gabrielle's the senior editor for Dragon Moon Press.
Yeah.
And so she's worked on a bunch of our friends' novels.
Yeah.
And just, she's so much fun to talk to.
Yeah.
Really great person. And her husband, Matt's interesting too. He's a chemist. And so it's really interesting to talk about, you know, the differing fields. And, we're, of course, interested in sciencey stuff.
Yeah. Well, so. You are. I'm confused.
You're interested in
sciencey
interested.
Stuff. I just don't follow into the conversation long.
They're great to hang out with and talk to.
Yeah, very interesting. And it really was a great visit. We got a lot of chat time. I felt kind of bad at the end of it because I realized that we kind of sort of monopolized their time a little bit.
Yeah. But
one of the things that Gabrielle and I were talking about, because her mother passed away earlier this year. And of course, my mom passed away almost 5 years ago. January will be 5 years ago. So we were talking about that and how hard, you know, it is to make that adjustment and how you're trying to figure out, you know, well, your footing sort of, you know, and how hard the holidays are. And so it was, I hope that maybe, you know, she knows that if she wants to talk, which is what I told her, if she wanted to talk about it, I was here for her because I know how hard it is that first Christmas and everything like that is just excruciating.
Yeah.
After you lose somebody that's so close to you. So, but it was a really great time. A lot of people turned out. It was a blast. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And these tweet-up gatherings, they are a lot of fun. You gather all these people together and get to see people in person, but it can be tough to get the one-on-one conversations to with people because there's just so much going on. There's so many people you want to talk to.
Yeah. And they have other people they want to talk to. So by the time, you know, it's trying to merge the conversations and we've said it before, it's hard to have those. So we try to do, it's part of the reason that we stay so busy is because on top of those things and on top of stuff going on in our home life, we want to kind of have those individual interactions too. So we stay busy. Which is a wonderful problem to have.
Absolutely.
And then the next weekend, we met up with the Sidemans, friends of ours, at one of our favorite restaurants that we haven't eaten at in a long time called Sweetwater Tavern.
Sweetwater Tavern.
And they've got amazing, fantastic food. I mean, yes. I know what I'm going to get every time I go. I can tell you what my dream meal is. My dream meal is their jalapeno cheddar bread and a plate of their french fries. That's really all I need. And their salads are really good. Their burgers are good. But
I'm all about the
drunken ribeye.
Well, the rolls.
The yeast rolls?
The yeast rolls. The drunken ribeye is my favorite steak on the planet.
Yeah. It is amazing. It really is. I mean, I can't order it because it's big and it's really rich and I just can't eat that much rich.
Oh, and it comes with these amazing garlic mashed potatoes.
Now you're making me hungry. So I always get a bite of his steak, whether he wants to give it to me or not. He always says, yeah, of course. Then when it's actually time to give me a bite, he kind of looks at me like, how big of a bite do you want? We went to see Greg and Carrie and their daughter.
That was a great visit.
And
she was charming patron goer.
She's always in such a good mood. We're talking about the baby. Yes, Carrie is too. But their daughter is always just in such a wonderful like mood. She's always smiling and just funny, sweet little girl. And we got to visit with Greg and Carrie. And we very rarely get one-on-one time with them. Because we usually see them at gatherings.
We've been trying for so long to schedule a dinner or a lunch or something. The planets never align. We're never able to get together. So it was really great to talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just awesome. And we got to catch up and just chat and visit and just love them. Oh, and, you know, she had found something that she had thought that I would like. And so I was like, well, what can I take? I don't know, you know, what they have and all this kind of stuff. So I baked a cheesecake because I remember from BlenderCon when, not BlenderCon, Balticon, when we had needed refrigerator space at Balticon for the three cheesecakes I made, four cheesecakes. I can't remember how many I made now. It's three or four. You know, I had done a call out. Can anybody spare, if they have a refrigerator in the room, can they spare a shelf for me? And she offered hers up. So I remember the look on her face when I came into her hotel room And she was like, oh, well, what is it? And I said, cheesecake. And so the look on her face, I was like, oh, this woman loves cheesecake. So actually I baked a cheesecake for them. And she was so excited. And when we saw her the next weekend, she was saying, I've been having cheesecake for breakfast every morning. And I was like, I'm so sorry, because I know you've been losing weight. I feel like I've just stalled her out. She's very happy about it. So that was just a really great visit. They're just the sweetest people. So fun, so charming, so smart. Good times, really good times. But we went there, and because they're, you know, they have their own brewery on site there, we thought, oh, this will be great, because Greg loves the beer stuff. You love the beer stuff. I didn't think that you'd ever really tried out their beers the way that you did that day.
Yeah, each time we've gone, I've just picked one off the board.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a while since we've been there.
Yeah.
Actually, it's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
So I've been developing over the last few years, kind of developing my taste for beers and my palate, as they say.
Yeah.
And and I remember thinking, you know, this is a good craft beer. It's, you know, it's not the normal Budweiser stuff.
Right.
And so I got the sampler, and it's just this big giant round thing with a couple ounces of each of their beers.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it now, when I'm kind of really tasting each one, I don't really like their beer.
You didn't like any of them. Yeah, you and Greg were both disappointed.
They all have this kind of, they must use the same hop in all their different brews, because it has this one kind of characteristic that carries on through all of them that has this really sharp edge.
Yeah.
Similar to the Virginia, I think it's Virginia, Sarnac Brewery. I know it's local to here. I don't know if it's Virginia specifically. But I haven't found any of the Sarnac beers that I really, really like.
Mm.
They all have this sharp edge that carries through the whole line.
Gotcha.
And I think it's either the yeast they use or the hops they use that has that characteristic. That, you know, that characteristic defines their brewery.
Right.
But it's just not for me.
Yeah. Which is a bummer, because I was really excited because they'd never been there. They'd heard about it.
Yeah.
And their food is so good. So I was really bummed.
Their food is phenomenal.
Yeah. I was bummed that the beer didn't hold out, but they didn't seem to.
Salads. And,
yeah.
Yeah. But and it's interesting that the beer that I liked the most was their winter beer. They had this special winter brew.
The Christmassy one?
Yeah. The taste of the beer itself was great.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it. But
they had to make it pretty.
Yes. To spice it up for Christmas, they put like these little.
The red and green sugars.
Like, red and green sugar sprinkles. And we're guessing gingerbread.
I don't know what that was.
On like the rim of the glass. That
kind of like a salted edge floated, on a margarita.
Yeah. And it all floated, dropped into the beer.
It looked
it
looked kind of disgusting.
So the taste of that particular brew was pretty good, but the stuff.
Well, it might have been the stuff that improved the flavor. Maybe the sugar helped.
I guess.
The year of awesome. Game of Thrones on HBO. The first of A Song of Ice and Fire. Books on TV. The Green Hornet and the Green Lantern out in movie theaters, along with Captain America and the very last Harry Potter movie. The first of the Books and Brawn series by T. Morris and Philippa Valentine. Another Sigler book, I think. You name it. 2011 is the year of awesome. And with that awesome comes a new podcast. Nutty Bites. Pretty much whatever shows up on Nukchas's radar will show up in Nutty Bites. Look for it in 2011.
For more information, go to nimlas.org/blog. nimlas.org/blog.
We went to a party at T. Morris's place.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to do kind of a test run of dinners for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to try his hand at baking a turkey or a chicken. And
it was an interesting concept to get together and make recipes that you haven't made before.
Yeah.
That you want to present for your official dinner for the family. And let's just get together and try them out and see if they work.
It's intimidating though, because you don't want to take a crappy meal to a crappy dish.
Yeah. So it's like, on paper, it was a really interesting idea, but then when we really got down to it, we're like, well, but you know, we don't want to insult our friends by bringing something crappy.
My brother-in-law, my sister's husband, at some point this year said, "You know what I really need, sis? I need a peanut butter chocolate cheesecake." This is one of the things where we had cheesecake. So he asked me.
Peanut butter cup cheesecake.
Yeah. So, because that's his favorite flavor combination is chocolate peanut butter. So I've been thinking on it, and his birthday's the day after Christmas, so that's actually going to be his birthday present. I wanted to make him a fantastic cheesecake. So I found this recipe, and I baked it for the party to figure out, okay, get a bunch of people's opinions, what should I change on it to make it better? And it was a hit.
Absolutely.
That was a hit. I was really excited about that. I am going to change the crust a little bit to make it more like a peanut butter cup.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have taken an untested recipe to a potluck before, so I'm glad I did that. And we again got to hang out with a bunch of friends, which is just fantastic. You know, we know some really fascinating people, and it's rejuvenating for me because I've had a rough month.
Mm-hmm.
My health situation has changed in that we were weaning me off all the medications to get a new baseline since nothing has really given me like real functional ability anymore. I've only taking one class. I was missing more than half of the classes because of migraines and dizziness and behind in the online class and not being able to work as much as I wanted to for Patrick and just really struggling. And so we decided wean off the medication, get a new baseline for what I'm like off medication because it's been over a year and see how I'm doing. And that went very badly.
Yeah.
It was almost the first 2 weeks of weaning down. It took 3 or 4 weeks to wean down. We're okay. Not much different than before. And then it got really ugly to where I had like 10 or 11 migraine days in a 14-day period. It was just miserable. So that stopped the running. That stopped the exercise. That stopped the school. That stopped the online. That stopped the work for Patrick. It was just constant pain. And so I called the doctor begging for relief. Please, please, please give me something. And he put me on a new medication that I'm ramping up to now that is giving me some interesting side effects. But I've only been on it for 4 days, so it's hard to gauge anything yet. That's a ramp up on that one now. So the baseline, the going pure without anything baseline is done because clearly I need something. And I'm also starting the Migravent, which is like a natural cocktail. It's got like butterbur and, you know, CoQ10 and, you know, different kind of vitamin supplement things.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the first of the year, I'm going to try acupuncture. It was hard the last couple weeks because it was hit and miss every day. And so when it came to do the party at T's place, I had baked the cheesecake when I felt good. And when it came time to cook the dish that I was going to make for the party, I was completely unable to. So we had to cancel the Friday night plans. We had to stop at Wegmans and pick something up for the buffet, for the potluck meal. So I felt bad about that. And I was kind of up and down all day, but mostly up until the end of the day. We had to leave a little earlier than we wanted to.
Yeah.
It was a really fun day. I got to see a lot of friends and hang out. And I've been so isolated.
Yeah.
And so getting out is fantastic. Getting out to see our friends is heaven.
Ready for a Twitter moment to make you squee?
Okay.
Nathan Lowell tweets, retweeting audiobooks. Come to Owner's Share by Nathan Lowell, Monday, January 10th.
Sweet. Nathan's given us some sweetness. So Owner's Share will be in audiobooks.
January 10th. So as we were upstairs socializing with everybody, I realized there was a bunch of people I hadn't seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it occurred to me they were downstairs in the captain's quarters.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is what T calls his basement.
Yes. I get downstairs and there's a group of people that are playing. They were playing Rummy at the time, actually. So they were gaming down there. It ended up that they were in the middle of the game or almost done with the game, and I just kind of hit the off point where I was not able to join into a game because we were soon after ready to head out.
Yeah.
But I got actually some Nikki Hedren time.
Aww.
So since Greg Seidman was down there and Carrie was trying.
Michi, I think, is Greg and Carrie's daughter.
Yeah, I think they were both trying to basically eat at the same time.
Yeah,
and so I was, you know, hey, I'll hold her for a little bit, and so we got to make funny faces at each other, and we had a good 20 minutes, half hour.
She's got such a great temperament. Playing. She really does. She's a very sweet baby. And her parents are cool, too. Yeah. Goes without saying. So the time between then and what we're doing now was just basically kind of getting the house ready for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We got the tree up and some decorations hung last weekend because we knew that Naughty Bear and LT were flying in Friday night and that I wanted to get the ornaments on the tree on Saturday morning. So we did the prep work for that.
They successfully got in on time. We were a little worried that we were going to have some weather issues, but they didn't have any delays this time, which is great.
Yeah. Last year we lost like 2 days of the visit with LT, but this year it was fine. And so they got in late. Their flight came in at like 10 and we just headed out and just laughing. And I mean, it's funny. I don't know if it's just me because I'm crazy or if it's like a mom thing or a parent thing, but when they come walking towards me, I have to do a second and a third look because I still expect my little babies. And these men are walking down the corridor at me.
Is that really them?
Yeah. Naughty Bear is 19 and, you know, I don't know, 5'11 or 6 foot. And LT is like 5'7 and 13. And so they come at me. They don't look like little babies that I made. They look like men. And so
they're both taller than that. FYI.
Oh, they're taller than me. That's all I know.
Yeah. LT's basically on par with me and I'm 5'11. He might be a little shorter, but he's pretty darn close.
Yeah. My babies. It was funny because, we got up Saturday and we hung the ornaments and then we just kind of chilled out and got ready to go. And when we got there and walked in, I was like, well, these are my babies. And Phil and Jen were like, oh, your babies are bigger than ours. Because these two men come walking in behind me. It was kind of funny.
And their babies are 3 and 1.
One. Yeah. It's a little different. A little bit. It was just a good time. We got to see them run around and play a little bit before they went to bed. And then we had dinner and Chooch had to cook dinner because I was, again, under the weather and behind and needed a nap. And then, which was cute because Phil did their part of the pot.
Yeah.
So it was.
the circumstances ended up that he was cooking their part of the luck.
It was a manly potluck and it was delicious. And then Keith and Jen and their daughters got there. And
we descended to the band space.
The band space.
Which has been progressing over the last few months. Yeah. We've been slowly evolving it into what
it
we're
like
starting.
Nightclub.
We're starting to call the lounge.
Yes. It's he's got the lights. He's got the seating.
We've got these little tables with candles on
them. Yeah. And I was really excited because when Phil suggested doing band practice, it was like, oh, the kids are here. Sorry, it's all about them. And when I mentioned to the kids, they were into going and seeing you guys play because LT had seen you guys play at the Luau.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty Bear had never seen you guys play. Yeah. So he's like, oh, no, that sounds cool. Let's do that.
Yeah. They so both love excited. Music. And,
yes, big
and
time.
Their father's a musician. Yeah. They see him play.
Yeah. They go and see him play and stuff like that. And LT's playing drums now. And they both sing. You know, they both, Naughty Bear did choir his whole high school, and now LT's in choir, and you're a music lover, I'm a music lover, their father's a music lover, they were just destined to be music lovers. They had no hope. There was always music on, and so they definitely are music lovers, and so it's natural for them to be drawn to music. And it was cute because Phil and Jen had set up the PS3 upstairs so that if they get bored they could go upstairs, and they stayed down the whole night and listened and enjoyed the show, which I thought was really cool. And Keith and Jen's girls were there, and the oldest one was like a little confused because I was like, these are my sons, because last time we had chatted, she had asked if I had kids, and I said, yes, I've got the boys. And so she just looked at me when I said that they were my babies. She looked at me like, are you sure?
They're both a lot taller than you.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, those are my babies. And just like, she was like, I'm not sure.
They're both a lot taller than my dad.
Yeah, they towered over just about everybody there. It was fun, though. They had a good time. They really enjoyed the music. They stayed down and listened to all of it. They really dug it. I don't think that it hurt that where the love seat was set up was right in front of Jen. Because Jen is
not hard on the ice.
She is gorgeous. Jen is a total knockout. And so they would be horrified for me to say it in front of them. So I didn't. But, right. That definitely, I'm sure, helped with their patience. But they were into the music too. So, and then getting up today, the boys headed out to their dad's family. They live about an hour away. And so they were getting some time in down there. And then they will be back tomorrow. They're picking up our nephews for some crusty gamer time. Yay!
Full house again. It's been a while.
I just love it. It makes me so happy. I mean, just having the four boys stomping around the house, doing their evil, manly giggles, yes. Which I guess they aren't giggles anymore.
But, look forward to being annoyed by too much noise.
I love it. The house is so quiet all the time. You're here, on the weekends and evenings, but the rest of the time it's just me and the dog.
Yeah.
So it's really quiet. I am just excited. I'm bummed that we don't get to see Jay, your son Jay.
Yeah.
But we are already making plans for hopefully, Lord willing, Christmas in California next year. And hopefully a visit right after the first of the year. If we can, money's getting interesting with me being out of work and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's interesting. So we're trying to make that happen really soon. And I feel kind of evil because there was a forecast for snow on Christmas Eve, and that's when the boys are flying out. And now the forecast has pushed it to Christmas Day. Is it wrong that I want them to get snowed in?
Wouldn't it just be a shame if there was this giant blizzard that closed everything down?
Totally out of our control. It's nothing that I would make happen. I would never cause them to miss a flight. These are the arrangements that we've made. And, I'm not begrudging their dad anything. But if an act of nature, if an act of God lengthens our visit the way it shortened it last year, I would not be sad.
Yeah. It would be fair. I mean, you lost 2 days last year.
But I had them Christmas Day, so it's wrong of me to wish such things, but I can't help myself. But it'll still be a fun Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were having the family Christmas party on Thursday night, and then they fly back on Friday. So we'll have my dad and his fiance and my sister and her husband and my brother and, of course, the nephews. It'll be the smallest Christmas party ever because the nieces aren't here. My adorable, fantastic nieces that I just love to pieces.
I'm going to have to eat all the olives.
I wasn't even going to get olives. Should I get olives anyway?
I love olives.
Okay, I'll get olives. I'm sorry. They're the only ones that I see eating the olives. Because this is when they were little. My two nieces have moved away. I've talked about it on my blog. I've known them since they were 4 and 2. My brother's soon-to-be ex-wife had them from a previous marriage. So they're my nieces, they're not step nieces or whatever, nieces in law or whatever. They're my baby girls.
Yeah.
And so one of them moved out of state with her husband. He got stationed 2,000 miles away with her son, baby Jay. And the other niece moved to where her mother is now living, which is, 1,500 miles away. So this will be the first Christmas without them. And it's just like, but yeah, since they were little girls, they have loved olives. And so my mom would put out the olives, and they would put them on their fingers and they would eat them. They'd walk around with these 8 of their fingers would have olives on them. They just walk around and chew on them and eat them. It was just so cute. And they still do it if I ask them to. But yeah, I would have to do 2 cans of olives. Primarily, the girls ate them. I didn't even realize that you were getting any of them.
Yeah. Well, as a child, I also wore them on my fingers. I don't wear them anymore.
If I asked you to, would you?
Absolutely. But I do love to eat them, yes.
Yeah. All right. I will add olives to the grocery list. My apologies, my love. I would have had them at the last party had I realized. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things. I'll just open it and I'll try not to cry. Just kidding. The kids won't be here Christmas Day, so we're going to do our traditional Christmas dinner, bacon cheeseburgers and various sundry other items. And the baking begins Tuesday. I'm probably going to start on Monday, but I've got 4 cheesecakes to bake, I think, and then applesauce cake and a couple batches of Chewy Knolls, and then your chocolate chip cookies. And now I have to bake a batch of the York peppermint patty brownies and a, I better start tonight. And the pancake. I don't know what to call the chocolate cherry pancake.
Hmm.
The chokeri? Chokeri? I don't know. We'll figure something
out. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. So lots of baking to do. You will be helping, I'm sure. I have a feeling I'm going to need help. This I may have taken on more than I can handle.
Yeah.
Big surprise. But it'll be fun to get everybody together. And
yeah.
We'll miss my nieces big time. But we'll still have fun. And then the boys fly out on Friday evening. So they'll get home in time for Christmas morning. They'll get home late Friday night.
Yeah.
Have Christmas morning there, unless they get snowed in, which I'm not.
Which
would be a shame. And I would feel terrible as we ran out to the store to do stocking stuffers. But yeah, so the management, the wrangling of Christmas has been a little easier because we're not doing the Christmas morning with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we got stuff for your son on its way. And we've got another small thing that we're sending, just a little token thing. But we've got gifts on the way to your son there and family and all that stuff. So we're pretty well organized this year.
Yeah.
I've still got some stuff to do, but present-wise, we're pretty much done. Thank God for Amazon, which I said I was going to do more local shopping to help the local businesses out.
Right.
But I just can't. I haven't been able to get out.
Logistically, it's so tough. I mean, well, it's one problem with your illness, but people so spread over the country, having family just everywhere.
Yeah.
It's so incredibly convenient to have things wrapped and drop shipped.
Yeah, because we have the Amazon Prime, so shipping to my nieces, shipping to, Jay and everybody else, it's free shipping. And the prices are usually better, if not the same, as what we can get in the local stores.
Mm-hmm.
But I still wanted to, for the local people.
Yeah.
Really, hit it with the, encouraging the economy stuff. Because we live here. We don't want these businesses to fail.
Yeah.
So that's been disappointing. But otherwise, we've been doing really well. And we did get to help out the local comic book store.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which was good.
We did this big order of a product we dearly love.
Yeah.
And they decided that it was easier to give us the display case with the order because we ordered so many.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
It is, yeah. It's definitely going to become a part of our decor down here in the borough. So, yeah, so we're on track for Christmas and looking forward to, the fun we'll have Christmas Day. And
so our Christmas Day, we'll be opening our Prezzies and then it's lesson time. You're learning a bass song.
I am learning Garbage Truck.
Garbage Truck from the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack.
Yes.
From Sex Ba-Bomb.
We are Sex Ba-Bomb. Yeah, I was learning Threshold. That was what I was learning on my, Labor Day weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Con weekend? And it's just too fast. The song, the pace is just too fast.
You got the notes down, but it's just the speed is difficult.
Yeah, it's too fast. When I try to play it along with the CD to feel like I got a sense of accomplishment, which I did, I had the notes, but it was just too fast. So Garbage Truck is slower, so that's what I'm gonna learn.
Yeah, it's a more chill.
Yeah,
you'll get it, no problem.
And those were the two songs I wanted to learn a Sex Ba-Bomb song.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first thing, and beside that, I was just down to those two. So one or the other.
Today, as the kids headed off and we're kind of winding down from the weekend, I was very excited to be a guest on the Living Proof Beercast.
Yeah.
No, the Living Proof Brewcast. John and Thomas, we've talked about them a lot already, but they're dear friends. And
Thomas Gideon of the Command Line Podcast.
And John Taylor Williams, who's the audio engineer extraordinaire. He engineers Cory Doctorow's podcast.
Yes.
They recently started a podcast together talking about the art of brewing and doing tastings of different beers and such.
And craft beers.
Craft beers. Right. Well, today they had a brew day, a homebrew day. So they were at John's home and they're doing a new brew, which is probably 6 weeks or so away from being tasteable. But part of being together for brew day is they record their podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited me to do a tasting today. So we got together to do a tasting of the Old Foghorn barley wine. It's always so much fun to talk to them about beer
and everything.
And everything, because the conversation definitely ranged. It'll be interesting to hear any feedback from that episode, because I think from the episodes they've broadcast so far, and they're really good about being ahead. Mm-hmm. They've got a few episodes in the can already. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any different feedback, because we definitely rambled a bit. Mm-hmm. We talked about music and books and beer, obviously.
I'm sure they'll edit some of that out though to bring it down.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, but it was a lot of fun. It'll be great. I mean, the distinction of being their first guest voice.
Very cool. They're such cool guys, and their wives are so fantastic too. We're just really blessed. We have some really amazing, fascinating friends. And a dog that thunks her head on the table.
We're rounding out our episode here. I think we've got a little feedback.
Yes.
We had an email from Richard, who followed us from our City of Heroes podcast, which I know we've talked about, but
yeah,
we closed last year.
Yes,
our video game podcast.
Yes, we still owe an episode of a blooper reel.
A blooper reel, that's right.
We're still trying to figure out how to pull out those 50 plus episodes so that I can go through them. Apparently it's not as easy as I thought.
Richard writes, "Still enjoying your podcasts. This is RD Myers 97115, aka Danger Force. It has been hectic in our household. B, my wife, has not been doing well. Her lupus and other illnesses have been tough this year.
Sorry to hear it.
Her sister moved in, and that has been a blessing. My workload at the Postal Service has increased. I still play City of Heroes. Well, he put COX, City of Heroes / City of Villains. Mm-hmm. But still have not reached level 50 on any character. Plateaued on 42. Mm. 50 is the highest level in that game.
Yeah.
We've cleaned house and some unhealthy relationship have been ended. Kay, my sister-in-law, has been supportive and helpful. My blog, A Recovering Uber Geek, which is at rdmyers97115.blogspot.com, I'll put in the show notes, has stalled partly due to the workload. Being on call stinks, and so does doing the work of two other people.
Mm.
Viv, I can sympathize with the migraine issues. B and I suffer from them. My mother has had migraine variant strokes.
Oh my gosh.
I've been praying for you. Chooch, congrats on the band. I'm afraid to try NaNoWriMo due to being on call. Sorry to whine. Things have been crazy here. Thanks for your work. You make my work days brighter. Richard."
Aww.
Very happy to help on making any day brighter.
Absolutely. Even a moment. That's very sweet. I'm sorry for the health problems. Truly sorry about that.
Yeah.
Seems like it just seems like people are, I don't know if the numbers increased. It just seems like every time we talk to somebody, mm-hmm. they have, or they know, three people that suffer from migraines, and you just got to wonder how much of that's environmental, how much of that is the technology and the food and what we're doing to ourselves.
In the last year or so, there's been a lot of people that have come out having vertigo issues or migraine issues and it's funny because I was talking to one guy at work who got struck with this year, vertigo problems.
Yeah.
And similarly, he was saying, I don't know if it's like the new car thing where you get a new car and all of a sudden you see the same, see the same one on the street all the time.
Yeah.
But since he's had this vertigo thing, he's had a lot of people come forward saying, I've got the same thing.
Yeah.
And we were talking in my office how we developed this interesting conspiracy theory around May of this year. May of last year. They stopped doing the broadcast television signals and they switched to all digital.
Mm.
So the whole United States was blanketed with these radio frequencies and they turned them off.
Huh.
And all of a sudden, all these people started having vertigo and migraines.
So you think maybe we became attuned or dependent on them?
That's out there.
That's crazy.
It kind of lines up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's something to think
it's
about.
It's possible. I really don't know. It's, you know, call Swoopy on skepticality.
Suss it out. But the FCC is starting to license those for individual companies to use for internet and stuff. So they'll start broadcasting again. Then you'll feel fine.
I'll just wait for that.
That's the silver lining.
So I can stop taking medication. It makes me dizzy.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though. It really does seem like it's getting more prevalent.
Well, and I don't know how long I've had migraines, because I've had headaches my whole life. Maybe I've always had migraines, and they've only just now been diagnosed because of the vertigo.
Yeah.
The dizziness aspect and the other things that hit, you know. I don't know. I know that I've always had ibuprofen or Excedrin or something around because I get headaches. I never paid attention to the frequency. I don't know. I may have always had them and just never, you know, I hate to call something, I hate to lay claim to something unless I know that it's true. A lot of people might say, oh, it's a migraine, but they've never had it classified as a migraine. Yeah. So how do you know? I didn't know what the difference between a headache and a migraine is.
Yeah.
I still don't know. It's just my doctor told me it's a migraine.
When a neurologist says you have migraines, I guess.
Yeah, that's when
that
I
counts.
That's when I grab that title.
You know, with the NaNoWriMo November is so tough. So many, there's so much going on at that time of year.
Mm-hmm. It's really a terrible time of year.
I've been very impressed with how many people we know through Twitter and such that finished this year.
Yeah, and finished
early. I
think
more people than ever completed this year.
Yeah.
That one NaNoWriMo, that was really awesome.
Yeah.
But for Danger Force, I think we need to do... We need to pick another month.
That's what I said.
And have our own personal NaNo.
Yeah, yeah.
Because and we'll all cheer each other on.
And that was the problem that I had is November, you know, with Thanksgiving and you're losing time with family and cooking and the whole thing for the holiday. But on top of that, you're starting Christmas prep. Mm-hmm. You're getting out of the fall and into winter. You've got, you know, home maintenance stuff to do. It's just it's a wrenching month to try and do it. But another 30-day month, I think, would be a good one. Sometime in the spring, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That's what I want to do because I had a story idea that I was like, I'm not doing NaNoWriMo. And then I had this idea that kept bugging me like, come on, you know, wouldn't this be neat? And what about that? And I was like, oh, okay, I'll try it. No, I just can't. I just knew I couldn't.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I didn't try because I barely got done what I absolutely had to get done.
Yeah.
So much stuff I didn't get done that I barely got the have to's done. And if I'd been writing, I wouldn't have finished NaNoWriMo and I would have been screwed on my other stuff. So it was the right decision, and that story idea will sit there, and it has time to percolate. I've had a couple more ideas since then on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I really feel for you, and I'm sorry it took us so long to get to this feedback. It was obviously sent in October since it was before NaNoWriMo. But I really appreciate it and really appreciate you listening to us for so long and, you know, always giving us feedback and stuff like that. It's really touching that you open up to us this way. So
mm-hmm.
I really want to say thank you to Richard for that. And I really hope that the health stuff turns around. It's just so exhausting and demotivating on planning things for the future. And, you know, well, I want to do this, but I don't know how I feel. So maybe we shouldn't, or we'll have to play it by ear. And, you know, it just impacts every aspect of what you're going through. And lupus was one of the things that they tested me for. And I was really afraid of having it.
They ruled out and said negative.
I'm really lucky with that. Cause that is a really, really hard, tough disease. I knew somebody that had it and she had a big struggle. So I'm very sorry that you're dealing with that. And I hope things, you know, improve. I'm glad you've got support there. That's fantastic to have family helping out. So I'm glad you've got that blessing.
Indeed.
And I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving and whatever, you know, winter holiday event that you do or don't celebrate. I hope that you have a wonderful one.
Here's to a better year.
A better year. 2011. It's going to be better. We have decided.
Can't be as bad as 2012. I mean, the world's going to end.
Yeah. We got to live it up, man. It's got to party like it's 2011.
I think that'll about do it for us.
Yeah.
Next up will be the finale of our media review with PG Holyfield.
Yes.
Where we talk all about television
and
our thoughts. And it'll be interesting now because I know we were talking about The Walking Dead and a couple other series that were close to ending.
Yeah.
And now they've ended.
Yeah.
So I don't even remember what we said about them. I'm curious to see if
we were
accurate in our prognostication. I don't think we prognosticated. I think we just talked about what was on
at the time. Think you want to say prognostic.
It's a fun word. It's a long word, mm-mm, and it's fun to say.
I doubt that it's a real word the way that you pronounced it, but the hurt look on your face is adorable.
That'll be next up.
Yeah, we can do a follow-up maybe. We haven't gotten any feedback on it, so I don't know if anybody even
liked it. Yeah, people may have already just unsubscribed. Yeah. Oh, geez, you guys are still going on about this stuff? I've had a bunch of Twitter people saying that they heard the movies and they heard the music and their podcasts and they're looking forward to hear about TV.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've had good Twitter feedback.
Yeah, and I did want to say that having listened to the Living Proof Brewcast, you're interested in beer or ale of any type, you know, whether it's craft or Bud or whatever, you know, they can definitely open your eyes to some interesting new things. So definitely give it a check out because they know their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Chooch will be on a future episode.
Hey, hey. Yeah.
And what's the website for the Living Proof Brewcast?
Livingproofbrewcast.com.
As Chooch finishes his from the earlier recording.
Very good barley wine.
Stinky. He came upstairs to give me a kiss and I was like, pew.
And it's only 8.8
ABV.
Alcohol by volume.
Well, it's stinky, so I don't think that the stink plays into the alcohol by volume. It's not stinky like bad. It's just very strong odor. And I'm not sure when we'll get this out. Hopefully in the next 2 days. It's Sunday night now, but we did on my podcast, the Girls Rules podcast, we did kind of a long discussion on holiday survival and traditions and stuff like that. So if you're looking for ideas for stuff, if you've got little kids, we talk about some cute little things that we do, and that's at girlsrules.org. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we will talk to you guys again in 2011.
Woohoo!
Be safe, but have lots of fun. A big sigh from Kaylee. She'll have fun. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year!
For listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to intotheblender@gmail.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 657-464-4820.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, 3.0 license.
You're free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content, just not modify or make money from it.
Theme music is provided by Sharif, found on podsafeaudio.com.
For more information about the artist, head to sharifmusic.com.
That's sharifmusic.com. You're my girl. Bye, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Wow. Did that get recorded?
Probably. Let's I didn't even fart. Time. That was internal.
I'm that very afraid scary. For what the next 10 minutes is going to hold for us. So thanks for listening, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That was still internal.
Time. I gotta see if it does it again. And my bowels say happy new year. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year.
Oh, that would have been so awesome.